Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is just tremendous, guys. And thanks for having me on. This is all you can ask for. I mean, this is when you get into a short series like a best of five, and from our standpoint, you're just hoping for a compelling series and one that plays out with great plays on both sides and key moments. And now it comes down to this with two great starting pitchers and all that's riding on this. I mean, you feel blessed to be sitting here and, 2 hours away from going to the ballpark, and you just can't wait for it to start.
Ernie, what's the vibe for the Dodgers? I mean, listen, there's pressure on everybody, right? Because the Nats have never gotten through, and the window might be closing for this certain group with some of the free agents to be and opt-outs and the like. But the Dodgers were so great, really, when they broke spring training, they won the division in April, pretty much, is the way that it seems. Is there more pressure on them just because of the expectation?
I could certainly buy into that. When you mention the Dodgers this year, you mentioned World Series at the same time. When you've been there in back-to-back years and you win your division by 21 games, this has gone longer than they certainly hoped it would. When it all comes down to one game and it's one pitch or one bad hop or one misread or one play that you don't make that you should make, or you give somebody an extra out that can swing the whole game and swing the series. So, yeah, there's pressure there, but I think certainly you wouldn't look at the Nats and say, oh, no, we're playing free and easy. We got nothing to lose. Sure you do. And you've got that monkey on your back kind of thing that come on. When are you going to get through the NLDS and make it to the league championship series? And so, sure, there's pressure on both sides, but certainly I think if you had to say who's more pressure on, I would say it would be the Dodgers.
TBS is the exclusive home of the 2019 National League postseason, and we're talking with Turner Sports Emmy Award-winning host and play-by-play broadcaster Ernie Johnson. Ernie, you mentioned that the Nats have those expectations as well. Being around this club and in and out of the meetings that you have before the series and in between these games with some of the members of the organization, what's your take on the feel right now? Is this a house money situation because they were 19-31, or do you kind of throw that out the window when you get here and now all that matters is advancement?
No, I don't think it's house money at all. I think you get to this point and it's look, you can play with these guys and that you have every chance in the world right now with Steven Strasburg on the mound tonight to win this series. Now, can you get that done? And the thing that's jumped out about me after doing a couple of Sunday games in Washington and seeing this team up close is, to me, the joy has returned to playing baseball in this team. And you can look at various things, whether you look at, Parra's pickup from San Francisco and the whole, baby shark or whatever, but there's more to it than that. I just think that this is a pretty tight bunch and a pretty cohesive team that truly enjoys being around each other. It's a great clubhouse to be around. And I think when you don't have the burden of expectation as much as in previous years, and Washington certainly had that, that when you get to this point, you are playing a little more free and easy, but I don't know if anybody plays really free and easy when it comes down to a game five. This is who manages the emotions of that moment and who's able to produce.
Ernie, speaking of production, the Dodgers really could field two playoff teams. I mean, if you split them in half, did a split squad game and let that team compete, they might win 90 games. I mean, they're so good. They're so deep. Is that almost, I don't want to say problematic, but Dave Roberts has a lot of buttons that he can push. They roll out lineups depending on who your starting pitcher is, and he could play matchups starting from the first pitch of the first inning. Is it almost too rich there for the Dodgers for a game like this?
No, you know what? And to your point, I mean, you saw three rookies. They had the bases loaded the other night with three rookies on base. You know, yeah, so, and I told Jeff Rancourt in our broadcast the other night, I said, sometimes it feels when you're playing the Dodgers, to make a college football analogy, like you're playing an Alabama or a Clemson or a Georgia that keeps coming at you in waves, that there's no drop-off. And part of that is the veteran presence that they bring. And that's been one of the things. You look at great young talent in the series. You know, the Juan Sotos of the world at the age of 20, but the Dodgers have a few of those players too. But then you see who are the veterans who have stepped up. Russell Martin, you know, in the postseason for the 10th time in his 14 years, and he comes up huge the other night in his only appearance of this series. David Freese with that big, you know, that was an old school at bat when he kept the rally going when they had that 7-run 6 in game 3. So, and of course, Ryan Zimmerman the other night. I mean, that moment will live, you know, forever in Nationals history for how he delivered that 3-run shot. So, they're a very deep Dodger team, and somehow they have this mystique of when you put that Dodger uniform on, I don't care how old you are, and you get called up to be part of that team, man, they've had this knack for producing. And so, but last time I checked, you can only have eight guys and a pitcher on the field at the same time. So, you know, it's going to come down to those guys who are on the field and who's going to make the pitch and who's going to come up with a big swing and who's going to take advantage of a mistake by a pitcher and make him pay. And then when you have Strasburg and Buehler on the mound, I don't know how many mistakes you're going to see from those two.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.